Stargate Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
FCA US LLC.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Pavestone, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you're listening to episode 2445, 2445. So listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. But let's get to what we are doing here, because it's our job to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So what are you planning for this weekend? Is there a project you'd like to get done? Is there help that you need solving a DIY dilemma? Do you have a decor situation you need some challenges? Are you tired of staring at the paint chips? That's what happens to me, Leslie. Stare at the paint chips and make a decision, and then the next day I look at them and I make a different decision. So that's why sometimes I call you for advice on that. But whatever it is, whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it right to ours when you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if your home is getting tight, your growing family, an addition could be a great move. We're going to share tips on how to plan for that project to make sure the new space serves you and your family for many years to come.
And if you've ever wanted to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or a seat wall out of stone, well, you'd probably be thinking that these projects would be way out of your DIY comfort zone. But, you guys, there's a way to create these masonry masterpieces that's super easy. I mean, just like stacking blocks. We are going to share that new product innovation with you in a bit.
And if your home's electrical system is straining to keep up with demand, a new electric panel might be in your future. We're going to share five reasons why upgrading the panel in your home may make perfect sense.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and your house is winning? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead from advice to answers to hot new products. We are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY.
So call us right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It will come instantly to us for the quickest possible response. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cody in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because I'm having a problem with scorpions and bugs and stuff. And I was going to see if you could recommend an economical way to treat them both inside and out. You know, we've used commercial businesses in the past to come in and spray. That's just not in the budget right now. And I've tried seven dust granules outside and just wanted to see if you could recommend anything that would be good inside and out.
Well, if you're concerned about spiders, there's a new product out called Miss Muffet's Revenge that's made by the Wet and Forget company that's inexpensive and can keep them out for a year. But I don't think that's going to keep the scorpions out.
Okay.
You know, one natural product that folks have reported good success with is boric acid. And boric acid can be applied a number of ways. You can sprinkle the powder. You can mix the powder with water and spray it. But you have to remember that it doesn't kill on contact. It essentially kind of messes with the skeleton system of the scorpion and causes them to die from dehydration. So it's more a preventative than it is sort of an immediate use, an immediate result product.
Spray it around the foundation on the exterior of the home. Obviously, wouldn't want to spray that inside, or would it be okay to spray inside?
Well, you could spray it inside as well. It's pretty safe to spray inside and outside.
Yeah, another natural oil that they just don't seem to like for whatever reason is cedar oil. So if you mix cedar oil with water and then spray that around your perimeter, or if you've got gaps or cracks, you know, in your foundation or on your interior, you can use that as well. They also don't like lavender. So if you plant some lavender around your foundation, they'll tend to stay away.
Awesome. I appreciate the help, guys. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
Cody, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we're heading out to Delaware where Mary's got a question about a roof. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a two-story house with three-tab shingles that are 25 years old, and I'm about to replace them with the architectural. I have an attic fan currently. It's about 30 years old, and I don't really have to keep that. But my question is regarding a replacement attic fan versus the ridge vent.
So we would definitely recommend a ridge vent over a replacement attic fan for a lot of reasons. Here's why. In the summer, many times folks will install attic fans to try to cool their attic, thinking that it will lower their cooling costs. But what generally happens is when an attic fan kicks on, it will depressurize your attic. And then it needs to replace that negative pressure. So what will happen is it will reach down into your house and actually pull some of that air-conditioned air up into the attic. Now, how that happens is interesting. It'll pull it out from gaps around, say, where your attic door is, or it'll pull it through the walls, through gaps around plumbing pipes or electrical wires or outlets that go through. There's usually some sort of thermal connection between the inside and the outside. And by using an attic fan, you're going to potentially drive the cooling costs up, not down. A better option is a ridge vent, a continuous ridge vent that goes down the peak of the entire roof, and that will exhaust attic air. But the ridge vent should always be matched with soffit vents at the overhang of the roof so that the air will enter down low on the roof, roll up underneath the roof sheathing, and then exit at the ridge. And that sort of convective loop will do a much better job of keeping your attic cool than an attic fan. It will not drive up your cooling costs.
And you close off the current attic fan.
That's right. I would actually, if you are going to be replacing your roof, I would simply take that whole fan out, tap off the wires, and disconnect it. You don't need it.
Okay. The other question is, I also have a whole house fan, which I rarely use. Can you still use a whole house fan with the ridge vent?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the difference between a whole house fan and an attic fan. An attic fan is just that. It draws air out of the attic. A whole house fan is mounted generally on the ceiling of the upper floor of the house, and it's going to draw air from your house itself, push it up into the attic where it'll be exhausted. Now, the key with a whole house fan is you have to have enough exhaust ventilation up in the attic. If you end up having a continuous ridge vent and continuous soft vents, I think you probably will have plenty of exhaust ventilation up there in the attic. I would suggest, if you don't have it already, to put that whole house fan on a timer, because it's really effective, especially at night when you can set it for an hour or so when you're going to sleep, to kind of keep that air moving through the house, and then it'll just go off by the time you fall asleep and the air gets cooler.
Vents in the eaves of the house, which were built in the house, are they closed off when you get the ridge vent?
Generally, yes. Those small vents that are on the ends of the gable walls, you do want to close those off and make sure you have continuous soffit and ridge vents, because you'll get some turbulence between the ridge vent and that end gable vent that can impact the flow of the air. All right, Mary?
All right. Hopefully that's what I need, and I'm about to call a contractor tomorrow.
All right, and now you know what to get done. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Hope you guys are getting in your last bits of summer, relaxing at home, enjoying your family and friends, maybe even tackling a project. Well, whatever it is you are doing, we hope you are enjoying yourselves, and we wish you guys the best. Coming up, is your home feeling a little tight for your growing family? Have you sorted, organized, reorganized, but you finally have decided that you just need some more space? Well, adding a beautiful new addition could be the move for you. We're going to have some tips on how you can plan to make sure the new space serves you for many years to come next.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? You have a home improvement question, but you just don't know who to ask? Well, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, fix-up. Because, you know, we get it. Sometimes you just have to talk about it. And we're here to talk about it. So join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll talk about it.
Hey, guys, if you reach out to us right now with your home improvement question, we will put your name in the Money Pit hard hat for a great product we're giving away. It's from Deich Coatings. It's called Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating. It's an actual layer of rock that can be applied easily to floors or walls. Now, you can use this inside or out to resurface porches, steps, patios, walkways, garage floors, even baths or basements, and more. It comes in 7 colors. It's impact-resistant and super durable. It's worth $149. It's a 3-gallon size, and it's available at DeichCoatings.com, HomeDepot.com, and Lowe's.com. But we're giving away the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bob in South Dakota is dealing with a drywall issue. What's going on at your house?
We have a 1990s home, and we had sheetrock nails that were put in that began popping, mainly toward the ceiling area and corners, inside corners especially. And we had a contractor redo some. We redid some ourselves. One of the things they did and we did is we just drove the nails in and covered them and put a screw maybe 2 to 3 inches from it, but the nails reappeared after we did it. What's the answer?
Well, it would if he just drove it back in and didn't put a second nail that overlaps it.
Well, and then it's in the same hole, so it's given the same movement area. Now, what Tom mentioned with the second nail is, you're right, putting a screw in, a screw is a great way to do that, but if you're putting the screw in, I would have taken out the nail instead of giving it the space to come back out. But what you can do, if you see the nail to start backing its way out, you can take a second nail and overlap it so that, you know, the two heads would overlap. So when you drive in the second nail, it pushes that first nail back down with it and will keep it in its place because the new nail is in fresh wood, so it'll stay there. And then you go ahead and, you know, cover over and sand it and spackle it, everything, make it nice and smooth to prime and paint. But a screw really is the best way because those won't back themselves out.
What do you think, in your professional opinion? I've listened to your show a lot, and just as a plug for you guys, thanks a lot for all of the helpful hints. But what do you think has caused those screws to pop like that, or nails, I should say?
Normal expansion and contraction. You know, the nails that are used to attach drywall have a glue coating on them. They're like a rosin coating. And when you drive the nail in, it's supposed to kind of stick on the wall, but it doesn't. And as the walls expand and contract, they very often will back out. It's really typical. It would be unusual for it, frankly, to not happen. But the key is that when it does happen, if you just drive it back in, it's going to happen all over again. But if you were to overlap the old nail head with the new nail head so that you're now creating sort of a second nail and a second nail hole that's holding it in place, that's effective. Or you pull out the drywall nail altogether and replace it with a drywall screw, and it will never pull out. The fact that you put the screw 2 or 3 inches from the old one, you know, will help keep that board tight, but it's not going to stop the drywall nail from expanding, contracting, and pushing itself back out, as you've learned. You really need to sort of reinforce it by overlapping the heads with a new nail.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And I think from what I've seen, if we pull the old nail and put a screw in a ways away, I think that's the best solution, because then we don't have any possibility of anything happening there again and doing away with a situation completely.
Trial and error is the best, right?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for the great show.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, adding on to your existing home, you know, maybe making the kitchen bigger, adding a bathroom, a family room, enlarging a bedroom, giving yourself a study, all of these can be a great way that you can stay in your home in your neighborhood for a lot less of, you know, hassle, time, expense. All of that is involved with moving and buying a bigger home. But it is a project that needs careful planning to make sure that it goes smoothly. We've got some tips on how to plan a beautiful new addition that's going to serve your family for years to come.
Okay, so to get started, there are three things you need to consider. First, dig out your home survey and review your property lines. The distance between your home and the property line will likely be restricted by local zoning laws. So understanding how close to the line your new addition can be will tell you how much space you have to work with.
Now, next, planning makes perfect, so bring on a design pro to help you make sure that the new addition complements your existing house. A good architect, a design build pro, they can definitely help. Don't just think about how you want to live in your addition. Also consider how it architecturally affects the look of your home from the outside and what it's going to do to your home's value. Plus, it's a lot less expensive to move those walls around on paper than it is once you've got that new foundation set.
Definitely. And once the design is set, your pro will be able to create a detailed set of drawings that list every element of the project, from precise measurements to a list of materials and products that will go into the home. Now, this is a really important key step, because with a set of carefully developed plans in hand, you'll be able to seek bids from qualified builders for the project. And most importantly, you'll know that every pro is bidding apples to apples, so you can fairly compare those estimates and make a decision.
Linda in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I had an old garage torn down. So I had a prior cement pad, and I had a steel building put up. I have gaps now from the steel building is not, the metal is more like a corrugated. It's got a little ripple in it, and where it meets the floor, and they put a like 2x4 base around the inside to screw the metal to it. So I'm getting chipmunks in there and everything like that in between. What can I use to seal it but still keep it so when the cold weather comes, it expands like it needs to?
You must be having some pretty big gaps there if the chipmunks are getting into that.
Yeah.
How much space are we talking about?
Spots, it's not very big at all, but some it's like maybe 2 or 3 inches high.
Oh, wow.
Because the cement pad was not really leveled, or throughout the years, too, it could have sunk down in certain areas. I don't know whether to put like another board.
Yeah, so listen, if you've got 2 or 3 inches of gaps, you're going to have to add some additional sort of siding type materials to cover that gap. You could actually use additional galvanized metal and form it to fit in that space. If you have smaller gaps, those could be filled with, say, spray foam insulation, or you could use steel wool. Sometimes when we're trying to plug up little gaps, especially when it comes to rodent prevention, I'll have folks put steel wool in there that they're not apt to chew through. But you can't have a gap that big and not expect those types of animals to get by.
Awesome. I'll try that. The steel wool and the foam.
Good luck with that project, Linda. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Peter in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
Well, I'm having trouble with my soil stack on my house, the main vent going out. In the wintertime, it freezes solid, and I don't know what to do about it.
Let's see. Tell me about the structure of your house. So the soil vent goes from your bathroom up through your attic into through the roof and out?
Correct. And it's a two-story house. It's very well insulated. I have R32 walls and R83 ceiling. And I have double walls in my house, and the attic is vented along the ridge, and it also has gable vents.
And is it freezing over it across the top of the vent?
No, it's down a little bit, and my vent is up high. I got it about 4 feet down from the peak of the roof, and it stands about 4 foot up from the roof.
I wonder if you were to insulate that soil pipe, whether it would be warm enough to prevent the freezing from forming down deep in it, if you were to insulate it right up to the point where it exits the roof.
I thought about that. I did that for our vent that's over the stove because I thought of the heat going up through there might condensate with the cold metal. So I did insulate that. So I was thinking maybe that would work. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really easy thing to do. I would definitely think about giving that a shot because, you know, the moisture that's getting out there is obviously a lot of water vapor. And if we can keep that pipe from freezing, the less chance you're going to have to get that ice buildup. And then probably what happens is you get gurgly pipes because you're not getting any air out of it. Things don't flush right and all that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're concerned about it. And everything's heated. You know, our toilets are hot water.
I would try that. I would insulate it. It's a very easy thing to do, and you've already got a terrifically insulated house, so why not just extend it up the other side of the roof?
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. I'll try that.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Just ahead, we share a way to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or a seawall out of stone that's as easy as stacking blocks. So stick around.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've ever wanted to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or even a seating wall out of stone, you're probably thinking that these projects may be way out of your DIY comfort zone.
Yep, and most of the time, you'd be right. But not if you build these projects using Ladera wall blocks by Pavestone. So with Ladera, creating these masonry masterpieces is really as easy as stacking blocks. With us to explain how the system works is Allison Hunt. Allison is the marketing director for Pavestone, which is a Quikrete company. Welcome, Allison.
Hey, Tom and Leslie. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to talk about Ladera.
Now, you can't resist any product that's as easy to build as stacking blocks. We all grew up stacking blocks as a kid, and that's something that I think we never left the enjoyment of. But with Pavestone and Ladera, you can dry stack stone into a lot of amazing configurations, and it seems like it takes a lot less time than pretty much any other masonry project.
Absolutely. So our Ladera line was literally designed with that in mind, kind of translating that childhood joy into an adult project that you can use in your day-to-day life. And Ladera specifically, it kind of gives the appearance of dry stack stone. You do glue it together with some construction adhesive, but it's more stable, it's easier and faster to put together, and that fire pit that you were talking about earlier can actually be done in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We timed our guy Ted Woods doing it. It was crazy.
Wow, it's amazing.
Do you need any sort of interior structure that you're then surrounding this with? Are you building something first, or are these sort of structural in their own right?
They're structural in their own right with limitations. So the fire pit actually comes with like an insert just to protect from heat, those sorts of things. If you're building a raised garden bed, we do suggest landscape fabric, that sort of thing, just for the flow of water and all that kind of good stuff. But other than that, there's no special cut, taps, corner blocks required to complete the project.
So pretty much you have to prep the base and then start stacking and leveling the stones, and that's basically it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the biggest piece is going to be to make sure that that base is stable and level on the bottom, because any kind of changes are going to reflect through the higher and higher you go with the wall. But as long as you've got a stable base, you should have a great project.
And you always have to glue them together, or if everything is pretty stable in your structure for this fire pit or that seat, you can leave it as is?
Everything is durable and can stand up to the elements, but we always do suggest recommend to glue them together with adhesive, for sure.
And let's just clarify that, because we're not talking about smearing the entire block with a whole bunch of adhesive like you would if you were, saying, doing a floor tile. I mean, you're basically using a construction adhesive that comes in a caulk gun, and you're laying down a couple of beads, right?
Exactly. Just to run a couple of channels as points of connection. That's really all it is, and it just adds a layer of stability. But those blocks, once they're stacked, they're stable.
We're talking to Allison Hunt. She's the marketing director for Pavestone, about a product called Ladera that allows everybody to basically enjoy being a mason without the hassle. I mean, you can basically build fire pits. You can build kitchens. You can build walls. What are some of the cool things that you see people doing with Ladera?
One of the projects that I just saw put together was really awesome. It was actually a bar that they had used a granite countertop and then Ladera as the structural base for it. Another really cool project that I saw put together in Florida, of all places, was a seat wall. And it included some natural stone elements as the base of the seat to cover the interior seam. These pieces are cool. They come in one nominal size, but have seven different face fronts that all kind of incorporate false joints. So they mask any pattern repeat and make it really easy to get a customized look fairly quickly.
So you don't kind of have to pre-map out which pieces you're grabbing as you're putting things in on the face.
No, just as long as you're not putting two identical pieces next to each other, it's really just grab and go, glue and stack, if you will.
So where can we find Ladera? Where are they sold?
So we actually have a where to buy located on our website, and that website is www.pavestone.com.
All right, pavestone.com. Allison Hunt, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This sounds like a really fun project to do.
It absolutely is, and I can't wait to see what people do with it outside of what we've just suggested.
All right, Allison Hunt from QuickCrete, thank you so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, if your home's electrical system is struggling to meet current demands, it might be time to consider installing a new electric panel. We're going to share five compelling reasons why upgrading your electric panel is a smart move when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit. Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrade. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials
with products including Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluidmaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You got a home improvement question and you don't know where to turn? Well, consider us your coach, your helper, or sometimes even your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. Join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
There's a great reason to reach out to us here at the Money Pit. We've got an awesome prize up for grabs that's going to help you make your home look fantastic, inside or out, depending on where you choose to use it. We've got the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating, which is an actual layer of rock that can be applied easily to your floor or your walls. You use it inside or out. You know, think your patio, walkway, garage, the bathroom, the basement, so many places you can use this. It's available in 7 colors. It's impact resistant and it's super durable. If you buy it, it's $149 for a 3-gallon size at Deich Coatings, HomeDepot.com, and Lowe's.com. But we do have it up for grabs to one lucky listener drawn at random.
Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions right now at MoneyPit.com/ask. Well, a new electric panel might not be on your radar, but it could benefit you in some unexpected ways. We've got 5 reasons that considering upgrading that panel is a good idea. First is enhanced safety. Now, older electric panels may not meet current safety standards and could pose a fire hazard. So a new panel with circuit breakers that trip reliably can definitely help prevent electrical fires and reduce the risk of electrical shocks.
Another reason is increased capacity. You know, a lot of older homes have electric panels with lower capacity, whereas modern households typically require more power due to increased use of electronics, appliances, HVAC systems. A higher capacity panel, like a 200 amperage system, is going to help your home handle that electrical load without overloading the circuits.
Now, you can also pick up some energy efficiency because new electrical panels also have new designs that include, for example, better insulation and improved wiring, which can reduce energy loss. Plus, there's a whole host of innovations you can take advantage of, like my favorite one are the arc fault circuit breakers. They can step up panel safety by actually preventing electrical fires caused by arcs or shorts in the wiring.
Yeah, another benefit is having lower costs because some insurance companies may actually offer lower premiums for homes with updated electrical systems because they pose a lower risk of electrical fires or failures. In addition, your purchase could qualify for up to a 30% or $600 in federal clean energy tax credits.
Finally, let's talk about selling the house because if you've got an upgraded electrical panel, it definitely puts you ahead of the competition. A modern panel is really an attractive feature to potential buyers for all the reasons we just said. So if you decide to sell your home, it's a good idea to upgrade that panel. Just be sure to consult with a qualified electrician before you take on this project to determine the best options for your particular place.
Wendy in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Recently, I had a leak in my roof in my bedroom, and it started out just a water stain on the ceiling. It's approximately 12 inches wide, 24 inches long. But here recently, in the past few weeks, it looks like it's growing mold. It's a spot about the size of a dinner plate. That it's real dark black mold, so I'm concerned that it may be black mold. And I don't know if, is there something that I can do to fix this, like with primer or paint and, you know, maybe bleach or something to kill the mold? Or is it something, am I going to have to replace the sheetrock in the ceiling?
Well, first of all, do you think that you've dealt with the leak, that there's no longer a leak there?
Well, I have a metal roof, and I think what has happened is the rain, it came a really, really bad storm, and it was blowing all different directions, and I think the water actually blew up under the metal on the roof. I don't think it's actually a leak, because I haven't ever had any more
problems. So here's what you need to know. If your ceiling gets stained like that from a leak, you can't just paint over it because the stain will come through. So what you have to do first is you have to prime it. So get an alkyd-based primer or an oil-based primer, water or oil-based, it doesn't matter, and paint over that spot. Then once you've painted over with the primer, then you can put the finish coat on top of that. But the primer has to be done first. If you're concerned that it's mold and you want to make sure it's not, then I would take about a 15 to 20% bleach solution. So maybe like one part bleach, three parts water, something like that can make it a bit stronger. Spray it down in that moldy area, let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes, and then clean it off. And then proceed with the primer and the paint.
Okay. Like I said, I'm concerned. I can't, you know, see the other side of the sheetrock because there is no attic space.
Well, right now it's a fairly small spot, so let's just deal with that. And move on. I wouldn't make a bigger problem out of it just yet. We think the leak was a one-time situation, so now we just have to deal with this. You know, it's most likely a leak stain that you're looking at and not mold.
I'm pretty sure it's mold. It's one spot, it does look, you know, fuzzy, like, you know, it's a white.
There's a product called a 5-minute mold test, and it's actually a swab within almost like a little tubey thing, and you just swab the area that you think is mold and pop it in there, and you'll actually get a reading within 5 minutes telling you if it's mold. And I think, does it also tell you the type of mold, Tom?
I think it might, and they have a consulting service, too, that they'll follow up with you on the result and tell you what they recommend you do about it.
Okay, well, great. That certainly helps. I'll give it a try.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
Now we've got Harry in Arkansas on the line who wants to talk about water heating. What can we do for you today?
I heard you talking about the waterless water heater the other day, and I was curious. Suppose, you know, that I understand the principle of it, but I got a family of about 6 or 7 or 8, and plus visiting, plus the home folks. And I'm wondering about the recovery on those. How rapid can they recover to take care of, for example, everybody taking a bath in the morning before running off to school?
Yeah, they actually recover quicker than a tanked water heater. And there's no problem with using them for a big family. I mean, heck, they're used for hotels all the time. And the nice thing about tankless water heaters is that they're essentially on demand. So as long as you've got water flow, you're going to have hot water flow. And you just want to make sure that it's sized correctly because they're like any type of water heater. They're purchased based on how many bathrooms that you have and how many other, you know, points of plumbing in the house that are going to need it, whether you have, you know, one kitchen, you have a tub and a slop sink, perhaps in your laundry room, that kind of thing. So as long as it's sized properly and installed properly, you won't have any problem. Now, do you have natural gas on this home?
No, we are in an electric home.
Ah, okay, that changes the answer. So electric tankless water heaters are not going to deliver near the efficiency that a gas-fired tankless water heater would. So I would not recommend an electric tankless water heater. In that case, what I would suggest you take a look at is a fairly new technology called a heat pump water heater. Now, a heat pump water heater uses the same heating cooling technology in traditional heat pumps, but they use it to cool, to heat the water in a water heater. So that can give you a pretty healthy supply of water, of hot water that could stand up to, that could serve all of those bathrooms in your home, but it will keep the cost down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your answer.
You're welcome, Henry. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, a new vacuum might not be the most glamorous thing that you buy, but this purchase can make your life a whole heck of a lot easier. We're going to share what options make the most sense after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
David reached out to Team Money Pit saying, my kitchen tile has a small chip in it. I have no more tiles left, so how can I repair that chip without replacing the whole tile?
That's an interesting problem, and it's certainly one that happens to a lot of us. So I'll give you a trick of the trade for this, David. And it comes down to this, porcelain glaze. If you go to a home center or a hardware store
Or someplace that sells recycled plumbing fixtures, they'll have this as well. And go and find the collection of porcelain glazes. They usually have glazes in all the standard colors. And they're designed for tubs and sinks, but they work perfectly on ceramic tiles. Now, if you can't find the exact color, remember you can mix two colors together. And once you find one that matches, you can use that to fill in the gap. Now, if the chip is deep, you want to do it in two applications, but it'll give you a hard, durable surface that will really adhere well to the old tile, and it will last quite a long time.
You know, David, I think it's important to say we're talking about a glazed tile here. And, you know, for everybody out there, there's differences. There's glazed tiles, there's unglazed tiles, which are definitely just the clay body, and then that sort of takes on that natural look. But a glazed tile does have this layer of glaze on top of that clay, and that's what's chipped off. So definitely using this porcelain glaze and building it up in layers to sort of fill in that chip is hugely helpful. I mean, in a pinch, I remember one time chipping a tile in the bathroom right before a party, and I had a nail polish that was white, and I just kind of filled it in little by little. You know, did it last forever? No, but it did the trick.
Well, you guys need a new vacuum. It may not be the most glamorous thing you could buy for yourself, but this purchase can make your life a whole lot easier. Leslie has tips to help pick the one that's best for you in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, you want to start with your floor type. If you've got wall-to-wall carpets, a classic upright is probably going to do the trick. Now, a canister vacuum is a good choice for homes with a mix of carpet and hardwood, but they can be tough to lug around. And you've got to consider attachments when you're making your purchase. Now, you also need to think about what affects the vacuum prices, and those attachments definitely could do so. So if you don't have drapes and you don't need that drapery attachment, don't get it. Now, from there, know about the filtration. Vacuums that collect to a bag offer almost none of it. If keeping particles out of the air is important, you want to look for a vacuum that has a high-efficiency particle air filter. You're going to know that as a HEPA filter for short. It absorbs more than 99% of larger particles, which is great if you have a household with allergies in there. Also, speaking of allergies, you want to steer clear of those bagless vacuums if you're prone to having allergies, because emptying that vacuum's bin is just going to expose you to all of the collected dust and debris. And finally, make sure that you test drive a vacuum before you buy it to make sure that it pushes and pulls all the ways that you like to use it, because once you get that vacuum, you're going to be using it for a long time, so make sure you love it.
Yeah, and you want it to last a long time, too, so it's worth splurging a little bit and getting a really good quality machine.
Do you know, Tom, the vacuum I have, you bought for me.
I did?
You gave me a gift card a million years ago for my birthday
oh.
or for Christmas, and I swear I have had this vacuum, I'm going to say 14, 15 years.
Awesome.
And I love it.
And what was that?
Yeah.
Was that the Miele?
It's the Miele, Miele, Miele.
Yeah, M-I-E-L-E.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a canister one. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think we have the same one. It works great. And you know how I can tell, especially you can as well, is when you have to empty it to see how much pet hair is in that darn thing, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
It really works well. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, speaking of floors, hardwood floors are one of the most desirable floors for both durability and the value they add to a house. But the finishes do wear, and they need to be replaced from time to time. And that can be a big project that might best be left to a pro. We're going to share tips on how best to get that project done on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Kentucky reporting an active shooter situation this evening near Interstate 75 in London, Kentucky, where numerous persons have been shot in traffic. The incident occurred around 9 miles outside of London when officers were called for reports of multiple vehicles being fired upon near I-75 in Laurel County. The shots reportedly coming from a wooded area or an overpass. Former President Donald Trump rallied supporters in Wisconsin ahead of his Tuesday to presidential debate.
Republican Donald Trump said he's the best candidate to become president.
From the moment we take back the White House from Comrade Kamala Harris, I believe we are going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country. We're going to turn it around fast.
Meanwhile, he's scheduled to debate Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. She spent the day prepping and campaigning in Pennsylvania.
It's time to bring our country together. Chart a new way forward.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, second seed Arianna Sabalenka has beaten Jessica Pegula to claim the women's championship at the U.S. Open.
Sabalenka closed out her first U.S. Open win, bouncing back from her New York final loss to Coco Gauff last year, but it took 1 hour and 53 minutes of hard-hitting tennis to eventually prevail over a determined Pegula, who showed a lot of composure, fighting back from early service breaks in both sets to force Sabalenka to work hard for the 7-5, 7-5 win. In the end, it was the sheer power of Sabalenka that prevailed. 40 winners, including six aces, a telling factor. It was Sabalenka's third major title, joining her two Australian Open crowns. I'm Graham Agars.
Murder charges filed against the father of a 14-year-old boy accused of a Georgia school shooting follow the successful prosecution of two parents in Michigan. James and Jennifer Crumley were held responsible for a similar tragedy at a school north of Detroit some time ago. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it wherever you're hurting. Back, neck, joints or muscles. In 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a new effort to stop and eradicate the creation and molding of machine guns through large 3D printers.
That pounding, repetitive sound of automatic weapon fire has hit the streets of this nation like jackhammers.
ATF Director Steve Dettelbach says small pieces of plastic and metal from machine gun conversion devices transform weapons into illegal homemade machine guns. 3D printing technology is being used in the transformation. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says law enforcement can't do this alone.
Combating this threat will take all of us.
The call is out to help to software developers, technology experts, and leaders in the 3D printing industry. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Our thanks to Ed Donahue for that report. You'll always find breaking news and analysis, more stories, and full details at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians is now selling marijuana and cannabis products to anyone 21 and older.
Sales began Saturday at the Tribone Dispensary in North Carolina, with a spokesman calling it history in the making. The outlet started July 4th to sell the products for recreational use to adults enrolled in the tribe or other federally recognized tribes. Marijuana possession or use is otherwise illegal in North Carolina. The tribe can pass rules related to cannabis as a sovereign nation. Jason Walker reporting.
A wave of odd-colored lobsters has shown up in fishers' traps, supermarkets, seafood tanks, and scientists' laboratories over the last year.
The funky-colored crustaceans inspire headlines that trumpet their rarity, with the blue-hued cotton candy-colored critters described as 1 in 100 million. More on these stories and full analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
With my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call?
If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. By using an evidence-based, tested, and proven effective curricula taught by law enforcement and educators, LEAD's school-based anti-drug and anti-violence program empowers children to make the right decisions about drugs, violence, alcohol, and bullying. Learn more about LEAD at leadrugs.org or follow us at We Are LEAD, sponsored by LEAD Incorporated.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Pavestone, and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you're listening to episode 2445, 2445. So listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. But let's get to what we are doing here, because it's our job to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So what are you planning for this weekend? Is there a project you'd like to get done? Is there help that you need solving a DIY dilemma? Do you have a decor situation you need some challenges? Are you tired of staring at the paint chips? That's what happens to me, Leslie. Stare at the paint chips and make a decision, and then the next day I look at them and I make a different decision. So that's why sometimes I call you for advice on that. But whatever it is, whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it right to ours when you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if your home is getting tight, your growing family, an addition could be a great move. We're going to share tips on how to plan for that project to make sure the new space serves you and your family for many years to come.
And if you've ever wanted to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or a seat wall out of stone, well, you'd probably be thinking that these projects would be way out of your DIY comfort zone. But, you guys, there's a way to create these masonry masterpieces that's super easy. I mean, just like stacking blocks. We are going to share that new product innovation with you in a bit.
And if your home's electrical system is straining to keep up with demand, a new electric panel might be in your future. We're going to share 5 reasons why upgrading the panel in your home may make perfect sense.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house and your house is winning? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead from advice to answers to hot new products. We are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY.
So call us right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It will come instantly to us for the quickest possible response. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cody in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because I'm having a problem with scorpions and bugs and stuff. And I was going to see if you could recommend an economical way to treat them both inside and out. You know, we've used commercial businesses in the past to come in and spray. That's just not in the budget right now. And I've tried 7 dust granules outside and just wanted to see if you could recommend anything that would be good inside and out.
Well, if you're concerned about spiders, there's a new product out called Miss Muffet's Revenge that's made by the Wet and Forget company that's inexpensive and can keep them out for a year. But I don't think that's going to keep the scorpions out.
Okay.
You know, one natural product that folks have reported good success with is boric acid. And boric acid can be applied a number of ways. You can sprinkle the powder. You can mix the powder with water and spray it. But you have to remember that it doesn't kill on contact. It essentially kind of messes with the skeleton system of the scorpion and causes them to die from dehydration. So it's more a preventative than it is sort of an immediate use, an immediate result product.
Spray it around the foundation on the exterior of the home. Obviously, wouldn't want to spray that inside, or would it be okay to spray inside?
Well, you could spray it inside as well. It's pretty safe to spray inside and outside.
Yeah, another natural oil that they just don't seem to like for whatever reason is cedar oil. So if you mix cedar oil with water and then spray that around your perimeter, or if you've got gaps or cracks, you know, in your foundation or on your interior, you can use that as well. They also don't like lavender. So if you plant some lavender around your foundation, they'll tend to stay away.
Awesome. I appreciate the help, guys. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
Cody, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we're heading out to Delaware where Mary's got a question about a roof. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a 2-story house with 3-tab shingles that are 25 years old, and I'm about to replace them with the architectural. I have an attic fan currently. It's about 30 years old, and I don't really have to keep that. But my question is regarding a replacement attic fan versus the ridge vent.
So we would definitely recommend a ridge vent over a replacement attic fan for a lot of reasons. Here's why. In the summer, many times folks will install attic fans to try to cool their attic, thinking that it will lower their cooling costs. But what generally happens is when an attic fan kicks on, it will depressurize your attic. And then it needs to replace that negative pressure. So what will happen is it will reach down into your house and actually pull some of that air-conditioned air up into the attic. Now, how that happens is interesting. It'll pull it out from gaps around, say, where your attic door is, or it'll pull it through the walls, through gaps around plumbing pipes or electrical wires or outlets that go through. There's usually some sort of thermal connection between the inside and the outside. And by using an attic fan, you're going to potentially drive the cooling costs up, not down. A better option is a ridge vent, a continuous ridge vent that goes down the peak of the entire roof, and that will exhaust attic air. But the ridge vent should always be matched with soffit vents at the overhang of the roof so that the air will enter down low on the roof, roll up underneath the roof sheathing, and then exit at the ridge. And that sort of convective loop will do a much better job of keeping your attic cool than an attic fan, and it will not drive up your cooling costs.
And you close off the current attic fan.
That's right. I would actually, if you are going to be replacing your roof, I would simply take that whole fan out, tap off the wires, and disconnect it. You don't need it.
Okay. The other question is, I also have a whole house fan, which I rarely use. Can you still use a whole house fan with the ridge vent?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the difference between a whole house fan and an attic fan. An attic fan is just that. It draws air out of the attic. A whole house fan is mounted generally on the ceiling of the upper floor of the house, and it's going to draw air from your house itself, push it up into the attic where it'll be exhausted. Now, the key with a whole house fan is you have to have enough exhaust ventilation up in the attic. If you end up having a continuous ridge vent and continuous soft vents, I think you probably will have plenty of exhaust ventilation up there in the attic. I would suggest, if you don't have it already, to put that whole house fan on a timer, because it's really effective, especially at night when you can set it for an hour or so when you're going to sleep, to kind of keep that air moving through the house, and then it'll just go off by the time you fall asleep and the air gets cooler.
Vents in the eaves of the house, which were built in the house, are they closed off when you get the ridge vent?
Generally, yes. Those small vents that are on the ends of the gable walls, you do want to close those off and make sure you have continuous soffit and ridge vents, because you'll get some turbulence between the ridge vent and that end gable vent that can impact the flow of the air. All right, Mary?
All right. Hopefully that's what I need, and I'm about to call a contractor tomorrow.
All right, and now you know what to get done. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Hope you guys are getting in your last bits of summer, relaxing at home, enjoying your family and friends, maybe even tackling a project. Well, whatever it is you are doing, we hope you are enjoying yourselves, and we wish you guys the best. Coming up, is your home feeling a little tight for your growing family? Have you sorted, organized, reorganized, but you finally have decided that you just need some more space? Well, adding a beautiful new addition could be the move for you. We're going to have some tips on how you can plan to make sure the new space serves you for many years to come next.
You live in a money pit.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy, whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look. DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? You have a home improvement question, but you just don't know who to ask? Well, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, fix-up. Because, you know, we get it. Sometimes you just have to talk about it. And we're here to talk about it. So join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll talk about it.
Hey, guys, if you reach out to us right now with your home improvement question, we will put your name in the Money Pit hard hat for a great product we're giving away. It's from Deich Coatings. It's called Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating. It's an actual layer of rock that can be applied easily to floors or walls. Now, you can use this inside or out to resurface porches, steps, patios, walkways, garage floors, even baths or basements, and more. It comes in 7 colors. It's impact-resistant and super durable. It's worth $149. It's a 3-gallon size, and it's available at DeichCoatings.com, HomeDepot.com, and Lowe's.com. But we're giving away the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bob in South Dakota is dealing with a drywall issue. What's going on at your house?
We have a 1990s home, and we had sheetrock nails that were put in that began popping, mainly toward the ceiling area and corners, inside corners especially. And we had a contractor redo some. We redid some ourselves. One of the things they did and we did is we just drove the nails in and covered them and put a screw maybe 2 to 3 inches from it, but the nails reappeared after we did it. What's the answer?
Well, it would if he just drove it back in and didn't put a second nail that overlaps it.
Well, and then it's in the same hole, so it's given the same movement area. Now, what Tom mentioned with the second nail is, you're right, putting a screw in, a screw is a great way to do that, but if you're putting the screw in, I would have taken out the nail instead of giving it the space to come back out. But what you can do, if you see the nail to start backing its way out, you can take a second nail and overlap it so that, you know, the two heads would overlap. So when you drive in the second nail, it pushes that first nail back down with it and will keep it in its place because the new nail is in fresh wood, so it'll stay there. And then you go ahead and, you know, cover over and sand it and spackle it, everything, make it nice and smooth to prime and paint. But a screw really is the best way because those won't back themselves out.
What do you think, in your professional opinion? I've listened to your show a lot, and just as a plug for you guys, thanks a lot for all the helpful hints. But what do you think has caused those screws to pop like that, or nails, I should say?
Normal expansion and contraction. You know, the nails that are used to attach drywall have a glue coating on them. They're like a rosin coating. And when you drive the nail in, it's supposed to kind of stick on the wall, but it doesn't. And as the walls expand and contract, they very often will back out. It's really typical. It would be unusual, frankly, to not happen. But the key is that when it does happen, if you just drive it back in, it's going to happen all over again. But if you were to overlap the old nail head with the new nail head so that you're now creating sort of a second nail and a second nail hole that's holding it in place, that's effective. Or you pull out the drywall nail altogether and replace it with a drywall screw, and it will never pull out. The fact that you put the screw 2 or 3 inches from the old one, you know, will help keep that board tight, but it's not going to stop the drywall nail from expanding, contracting, and pushing itself back out, as you've learned. You really need to sort of reinforce it by overlapping the heads with a new nail.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And I think from what I've seen, if we pull the old nail and put a screw in a ways away, I think that's the best solution, because then we don't have any possibility of anything happening there again and doing away with a situation completely.
Trial and error is the best, right?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for the great show.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, adding on to your existing home, you know, maybe making the kitchen bigger, adding a bathroom, a family room, enlarging a bedroom, giving yourself a study, All of these can be a great way that you can stay in your home in your neighborhood for a lot less of, you know, hassle, time, expense. All of that is involved with moving and buying a bigger home. But it is a project that needs careful planning to make sure that it goes smoothly. We've got some tips on how to plan a beautiful new addition that's going to serve your family for years to come.
Okay, so to get started, there are three things you need to consider. First, dig out your home survey and review your property lines. The distance between your home and the property line will likely be restricted by local zoning laws. So understanding how close to the line your new addition can be will tell you how much space you have to work with.
Now, next, planning makes perfect. So bring on a design pro to help you make sure that the new addition complements your existing house. A good architect, a design build pro, they can definitely help. Don't just think about how you want to
live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I won't be lying.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night, through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-2427565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You know, the moisture that's getting out there is obviously a lot of water vapor, and if we can keep that pipe from freezing, the less chance you're going to have to get that ice buildup. And then probably what happens is you get gurgly pipes because you're not getting any air out of it. Things don't flush right and all that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're concerned about it. And everything's heated. You know, our toilets are hot water.
I would try that. I would insulate it. It's a very easy thing to do, and you've already got a terrifically insulated house, so why not just extend it up the other side of the roof?
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. I'll try that.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Just ahead, we share a way to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or a seawall out of stone that's as easy as stacking blocks. So stick around.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Minneapolis, local veterans, family, and community members learned how to help veterans in crisis during a Veterans Affairs SAVE lecture last Monday. SAVE stands for S, signs of suicidal thinking should be recognized. A, ask the most important question of all. V, validate the veteran's experience. And E, encourage treatment and expedite getting help. The training was led by Andrea Perry, a community engagement coordinator on the Minneapolis Veterans Suicide Prevention Team.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen.
Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Would Kamala's proposed raise in corporate tax affect you, the consumer? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Kamala's proposing raising corporate tax rates from 21 to 28%. Corporations are the ones selling stuff and providing services. By raising taxes, they raise the prices on things that they sell to you. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've ever wanted to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or even a seating wall out of stone, you're probably thinking that these projects may be way out of your DIY comfort zone.
Yep, and most of the time, you'd be right. But not if you build these projects using Ladera wall blocks by Pavestone. So with Ladera, creating these masonry masterpieces is really as easy as stacking blocks. With us to explain how the system works is Allison Hunt. Allison is the marketing director for Pavestone, which is a Quikrete company. Welcome, Allison.
Hey, Tom and Leslie. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to talk about Ladera.
Now, you can't resist any product that's as easy to build as stacking blocks. We all grew up stacking blocks as a kid, and that's something that I think we never left the enjoyment of. But with Pavestone and Ladera, you can dry stack stone into a lot of amazing configurations, and it seems like it takes a lot less time than pretty much any other masonry project.
Absolutely. So our Ladera line was literally designed with that in mind, kind of translating that childhood joy into an adult project that you can use in your day-to-day life. And Ladera specifically, it kind of gives the appearance of dry stack stone. You do glue it together with some construction adhesive, but it's more stable, it's easier and faster to put together, and that fire pit that you were talking about earlier can actually be done in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We timed our guy Ted Woods doing it. It was crazy.
Wow, that's amazing.
Do you need any sort of interior structure that you're then surrounding this with? Are you building something first, or are these sort of structural in their own right?
They're structural in their own right with limitations. So the fire pit actually comes with like an insert just to protect from heat. Those sorts of things. If you're building a raised garden bed, we do suggest landscape fabric, that sort of thing, just for the flow of water and all that kind of good stuff. But other than that, there's no special cut, caps, corner blocks required to complete the project.
So pretty much you have to prep the base and then start stacking and leveling the stones, and that's basically it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the biggest piece is going to be to make sure that base is stable and level on the bottom, because any kind of changes are going to reflect through the higher and higher you go with the wall. But as long as you've got a stable base, you should have a great project.
And you always have to glue them together, or if everything is pretty stable in your structure for this fire pit or that seat, you can leave it as is?
Everything is durable and can stand up to the elements, but we always do suggest and recommend to glue them together with adhesive, for sure.
And let's just clarify that, because we're not talking about smearing the entire block with a whole bunch of adhesive like you would if you were, saying, doing a floor tile. I mean, you're basically using a construction adhesive that comes in a caulk gun, and you're laying down a couple of beads, right?
Exactly. Just to run a couple of channels as points of connection. That's really all it is, and it just adds a layer of stability. But those blocks, once they're stacked, they're stable.
We're talking to Allison Hunt. She's the marketing director for Pavestone, about a product called Ladera that allows everybody to basically enjoy being a mason without the hassle. I mean, you can basically build fire pits. You can build kitchens. You can build walls. What are some of the cool things that you see people doing with Ladera?
One of the projects that I just saw put together was really awesome. It was actually a bar that they had used a granite countertop and then Ladera as the structural base for it. Another really cool project that I saw put together in Florida, of all places, was a seat wall. and it included some natural stone elements as the base of the seat to cover the interior seam. These pieces are cool. They come in one nominal size but have seven different face fronts that all kind of incorporate false joints, so they mask any pattern repeat and make it really easy to get a customized look fairly quickly.
So you don't kind of have to pre-map out which pieces you're grabbing as you're putting things in on the face.
No, just as long as you're not putting two identical pieces next to each other, it's really just grab and go, glue and stack, if you will.
So where can we find Ladera? Where are they sold?
So we actually have a where to buy located on our website, and that website is www.pavestone.com.
All right, pavestone.com. Allison Hunt, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This sounds like a really fun project to do.
It absolutely is, and I can't wait to see what people do with it outside of what we've just suggested.
All right, Allison Hunt from QuickCrete, thank you so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, if your home's electrical system is struggling to meet current demands, it might be time to consider installing a new electric panel. We're going to share five compelling reasons why upgrading your electric panel is a smart move when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You got a home improvement question and you don't know where to turn? Consider us your coach, your helper, or sometimes even your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. Join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
There's a great reason to reach out to us here at the Money Pit. We've got an awesome prize up for grabs that's going to help you make your home look fantastic, inside or out, depending on where you choose to use it. We've got the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating, which is an actual layer of rock that can be applied easily to your floor or your walls. You use it inside or out. You know, think your patio, walkway, garage, the bathroom, the basement, so many places you can use this. It's available in 7 colors. It's impact resistant and it's super durable. If you buy it, it's $149 for a 3-gallon size at Deich Coatings, HomeDepot.com, and Lowe's.com. But we do have it up for grabs to one lucky listener drawn at random.
Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions right now at MoneyPit.com/ask. Well, a new electric panel might not be on your radar, but it could benefit you in some unexpected ways. We've got 5 reasons that considering upgrading that panel is a good idea. First is enhanced safety. Now, older electric panels may not meet current safety standards and could pose a fire hazard. So a new panel with circuit breakers that trip reliably can definitely help prevent electrical fires and reduce the risk of electrical shocks.
Another reason is increased capacity. You know, a lot of older homes have electric panels with lower capacity, whereas modern households typically require more power due to increased use of electronics, appliances, HVAC systems. A higher capacity panel, like a 200 amperage system, is going to help your home handle that electrical load without overloading the circuits.
Now, you can also pick up some energy efficiency because new electrical panels also have new designs that include, for example, better insulation and improved wiring, which can reduce energy loss. Plus, there's a whole host of innovations you can take advantage of, like my favorite one are the arc fault circuit breakers. They can step up panel safety by actually preventing electrical fires caused by arcs or shorts in the wiring.
Yeah, another benefit is having lower costs because some insurance companies may actually offer lower premiums for homes with updated electrical systems.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the 3rd generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Now, Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Mold. one spot, it does look, you know, fuzzy, like, you know, it's a white.
There's a product called a 5-minute mold test, and it's actually a swab within almost like a little tubey thing, and you just swab the area that you think is mold and pop it in there, and you'll actually get a reading within 5 minutes telling you if it's mold. And I think, does it also tell you the type of mold, Tom?
I think it might, and they have a consulting service, too, that they'll follow up with you on the result and tell you what they recommend you do about it.
Okay, well, great. That certainly helps. I'll give it a try.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Harry in Arkansas on the line who wants to talk about water heating. What can we do for you today?
Well, I heard you talking about the waterless water heater the other day, and I was curious. Suppose, you know, that I understand the principle of it, but I got a family of about 6 or 7 or 8 actually, and plus visiting, plus the home folks, and I'm wondering about the recovery on those. How rapid is, can they recover to take care of, for example, everybody taking a bath in the morning before running off to school?
Yeah, they actually recover quicker than a tanked water heater, and there's no problem with using them for a big family. I mean, heck, they're used for hotels all the time. And the nice thing about tankless water heaters is that they're essentially on demand. So as long as you've got water flow, you're going to have hot water flow. And you just want to make sure that it's sized correctly, because they're like any type of water heater. They're purchased based on how many bathrooms that you have and how many other, you know, points of plumbing in the house that are going to need it, whether you have, you know, one kitchen, you have a tub and a slop sink, perhaps in your laundry room, that kind of thing. So as long as it's sized properly and installed properly, you won't have any problem. Now, do you have natural gas on this home?
No, we are in an electric home.
Ah, okay, that changes the answer. So electric tankless water heaters are not going to deliver near the efficiency that a gas-fired tankless water heater would. So I would not recommend an electric tankless water heater. In that case, what I would suggest you take a look at is a fairly new technology called a heat pump water heater. Now, a heat pump water heater uses the same heating cooling technology and traditional heat pumps, but they use it to heat the water in a water heater. So that can give you a pretty healthy supply of water, of hot water that could stand up to, that could serve all of those bathrooms in your home, but it will keep the cost down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your answer.
You're welcome, Henry. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, a new vacuum might not be the most glamorous thing that you buy, but this purchase can make your life a whole heck of a lot easier. We're going to share what options make the most sense after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There's a concerted effort from globalist elites to chip away at the all-important rights protected by the First Amendment. Can they get away with it? And what protections are in place? These questions answered on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.